Really, a Chattahooligan is someone who is a diehard CFC fan, a diehard soccer fan, and a diehard has a diehard love for Chattanooga as well.
We're the guys that aren't calm. We're the ones that everyone else is like, you guys need to calm down a little bit. My name's George Merriman. I'm a philosopher, I know, because I even have a degree. I sell car parts for a living, and I'm a Chattahooligan.
My name's Joe Evans. I'm a high school history teacher, and I, too, am a Chattahooligan. CFC is Chattanooga Football Club. It was established in 2009.
The hooligan. In Europe, that's a bad term, okay? Because you think soccer hooligans, right? You think violence, you think fighting. That's not us. We want everyone to come sit with us.
We tell them we are the hooligans.
We are the hooligans.
The rowdy Chattahooligans.
The rowdy Chattahooligans.
There's no dues. There's no joining.
And our group has an eclectic mix of, you know, you'll see doctors, lawyers, professionals. We have a few college students. We have a wide range of types of people. If someone's never been to a soccer game and they're not sure what this is all about, there is a tradition at soccer games for the crowd to be constantly going.
Just go and sing.
The singing, the scarves waving, the chants. It comes from England, Latin America, and I think America gets a great melting pot of both cultures in soccer.
Prescription is more cowbell.
So you have the drums at Finley Stadium. You have the chanting, and we go for 90 minutes.
It's all singing, all standing for 90 minutes.
That's really
so
the only requirement.
If you're going to sit with us, yeah, and if you sit, we'll be like, nope, you can't sit. You have to stand.
Where the gold's at? Where the gold's at? Where the gold's at?
The chants range. The chants are some. You'll hear some traditional chants if you're a fan of the English game that we've converted into Chattanooga.
We'll follow, 'cause we support Chattanooga, and that's the way we like it.
You hear some chants we've created on our own. You'll even hear the Chattanooga choo choo. We sing at the 29th minute.
Chattanooga choo choo.
And you can see it change a game. I read where the Myrtle Beach team, they said, what was your most memorable moment to one of their players? And he said, playing in front of the Chattahooligans and being scared out of my mind. That's the kind of atmosphere we wanted.
Hit him again, harder, harder. Hit him again, harder, harder.
First game in the 2010 season, I guess, and me and my son walk in, and there's a whole bunch of crazy people down there in the front banging drums and singing. And then my son's like, we're sitting over there.
Sadly, we see posts on Facebook and other forms of social media where other clubs are saying, please come out. We don't want it to be a home game for Chattanooga.
Because we go on the road.
Basically, the colors are a light blue, a dark blue, and white. Again, when we come in, you just see a sea of it, not only in our home stadium, but like you said, Knoxville and everyone else's stadium as well.
Clubs that are close, like Knoxville and Rocket City and Huntsville, we basically roll in and take over their stadium.
Huntsville, always losing. Same old Huntsville, always losing. Same old Huntsville,
our rival Knoxville is known as the Knoxville Force, so we decided to get a good 100 stormtroopers in the stand. Knoxville hates playing here. They hate playing here because of the crowd. They hate playing here because of the enthusiasm. The record's not too good against us either.
No. So
we've traveled as far as Pittsburgh, as far as Miami, as far as San Diego.
I believe!
I believe!
I believe! I believe!
I believe!
far as we know, we are the only lower tier supporters group that has a beer. They've created a beer for us. It's called Chattahooligan Ale.
We have a beer, have a beer, have a beer.
I've got a jersey from every season. We've got scarves from every season. Between me and my girlfriend, we've probably spent, I don't even want to think about it.
I don't really. Even, yeah, me either. Yeah.
Probably $500 to $700 in the 5 years the club in some
well,
way.
Well, that's
either,
just in stuff. In that's just not in even stuff. In travel. And
like he was saying, we met, became friends. I met my girlfriend through the supporters group. We just went to a wedding.
Yeah,
with two Chattahooligans that met each other and got married and
sitting around drinking one night,
which is
that?
How most stories start
at the Delta Queen. Which is how most stories start. I don't know who brought it up.
We were talking about, wouldn't it be great to get a Chattanooga tattoo, and wouldn't it be great to kind of start this tradition? And you know, seven beers in, we decided and we made a pact that we were going to do this. We were going to
do it right now. Well, it took two and a half, 3 hours apiece.
What's funny is you show the board and you show the coach and you show these players, you're tattooed with their team. And I saw a bunch of people that were humbled. They were like, my goodness, you're really dedicated to this. What we do on the field really affects you. And I think I saw almost a turnaround in player dedication.
Come and join us! Come and join us!
You know, the more we talk about this, the more it sounds like a cult. We might
be. I'm
no
not sure.
No Kool-Aid at the tailgates.
Yeah, no Kool-Aid,
no Kool-Aid at the tailgates.
We're not a cult.
We're not a cult.
It's become a way of life now. To grow soccer culture here,
right?
Because we've been surprised. I know I have been surprised at how fertile the soil is to grow a soccer culture here. We also want to celebrate Chattanooga because I am so proud of this town